Lou Reed totally rocked. Proto Punk totally rocked. This show totally rocks.
Jenny said when she was just 5 years old, there was nothing happening at all. Every time she puts on the radio, there was nothing going down at all. Not at all. Then one fine morning she puts on a New York station. You know she don't believe what she heard at all. She started shaking to that fine, fine music. You know her life was saved by rock and roll.
11th floor and I'm watching the cruisers below. It's down on the street and it's trying hard to force us to flow. Oh, my heart's in the basement, my weekend's at an all-time low. Cause she's hoping to score, so I can't see her letting him go. Walk out of her heart, walk out of her mind. Oh, not her. She's so swishy in her satin and tan, in her rock gold and bibbidi-bobbidi hat. Oh God, I could do better than that. Oh yeah. She's an old-time ambassador, a sweet-talking night, walking games. Oh, she's known in the darkest clubs for pushing ahead of the dames. If she says she can't do it, then she can't do it. She don't make false claims. But she's a queen and such a queen that your laughter is sucked in the brains. Now she's leading them on and you're laying right down. Yes, she's leading them on and you're laying right down. And it could have been me.
Welcome to This Show Rocked. My name is Derek. It is a Thursday night. It's actually Halloween night, but I'm not going to bore you with loads of more Halloween stuff. There is bigger news this week, which would of course be the passing of the great Lou Reed. So I am going to do a bit of a dedication show here. I'm not going to pretend like I sit around listening to Velvet Underground all the time and Lou Reed for the last few years, but he had an immense influence on punk and particularly the proto-punk scene that came out around the same time, the Velvet Underground, the New York Dolls, all that kind of stuff. So I played a bit of David Bowie there. That was his homage to the Velvet Underground with Queen Bitch. But I'm going to go back to the New York scene and play a bit of the New York Dolls. This is It's Too Late.
You
Modern Lovers there. Was She Cracked? Before that we had a bit Richard Hell and the Voidoids with the Blank Generation. And before that we had the New York Dolls. But we've left New York. Sure, we went to Massachusetts for the Modern Lovers there. And so we are going to head... If you're talking about proto-punk, you have to talk about Detroit, Michigan. Some people say it was the home of proto-punk. Next three bands will prove that point fairly well. First up is the Stooges.
All right. Well, it's 1969, okay. War across the USA. It's another year for me and you. Another year with nothing to do. It's another year for me and you. Another year with nothing to do. Now last year I was 21. I didn't have a lot of fun. I say oh my and a boo-hoo. Yeah, now I'm gonna be 22.
1969. It's 1969. It's 1969, baby. It's 1969, baby. It's 1969. It's 1969. It's 1969. It's 1969. It's 1969, I'm
Alright, so the Lou Reed connection may be looking a bit tenuous, but Lou Reed was a punk rocker before punk had even been invented. And you can't tell me the MC5 weren't punk rockers. And you certainly can't tell me Death, three black guys from Detroit in 1975 making guitar music, that was punk rock. So there's a connection, anyways. But the roots of kind of proto-punk, I suppose, over in England were slightly different. A bit of the pub rock scene. And the very beginning of all of that, or probably even preceding that, would have been the bit of the Pink Fairies. So I'm going to start in England for a bit of Stiff Records and all that kind of stuff. But I'm going to start off with this. This is Teenage Rebel off Never Neverland.
You don't look the way I walk down the street. My attitude is so much bad. Been out on the street since I was a young lad. I got my education from the local bar. Never had any new shining toy. I don't want to tell you all to jump out. Just want to tell you to dance and shout. You don't want to sit there all night long. Get up and ride your pony, baby, all night long. Maybe someone's in the head full of sand. Try and take the situation into your hand. And I can say that all of us are here to plan. Bring happiness to this never, never land. I like to see your sisters as you walk by. I'd like to see your sisters if I have to fly. I'd even take a big trip to the sun. Try to make sure that you are having fun. Maybe someone's in my head. Try and bring the situation to hand. And I can say that all of us are here and plan. Bring happiness to this never, never land. Wanna do something, don't step aside. You gotta take your own self-pride. Let's get something going that we are low. Don't walk on the ground and we can walk above. Maybe someone's in my head full of sand. Try and take the situation into hand. And I can say that all of us are here and plan. Bring happiness to this never, never land.
the telephone, how long now? Till the clouds don't roll and you come home, the line well. But the shadow still remains in your descent, your descent.
You are listening to This Show Rocks. My name is Derek, and I am in the midst of my my dedication to Lou Reed, who passed away this week. And of course, that was a bit of Dr. Feelgood there. Another passing of 2013. Wilco Johnson there passed away earlier. But if we're back to Lou Reed, there are three things that I know he'd love, and seeing as we're in England, on this little jaunt, we might as well hit this one. This is Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll from Ian Drury.
Sex and drugs and rock and roll is all my brain and body need. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. Very good indeed. Keep your silly ways or throw them out the window. The wisdom of your ways, I've been there and I know. Lots of other ways, what a jolly bad show. If all you ever do is business you don't like. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. Sex and drugs and rock and roll is very good indeed. Every bit of clothing ought to make you pretty. You can cut the clothing, grey is such a pity. I should wear the clothing of Mr. Walter Mitty. See my tailor, he's called Simon. I know it's going to fit. A little bit of advice, you're quite welcome, it is free. Don't do nothing that is cutthroat, you know what they'll make you be. They will try their tricky device, trap you with the ordinary. Get your teeth into a small slice, the cake of liberty.
and drugs and rock and roll. Sex 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 and drugs and rock and roll.
Got money. I know they fucked. I took a good look. nothing, baby, I can say. Oh, with that crime, I'm gonna lick your body, eh? It's no kind of big deal, no kind of big steal. I don't feel like no heel when I'm born. Said I'm born, yeah, I'm born, and I'm born to kill. Said I'm born, yeah, I'm born, no, I'm born, well, I'm born to kill. Chill on and drive my bed. Don't tread on my toes and don't skip in my bed. Shit up on chops, you real fine, fine, fine. Well, take a chance, honey, you can be mine. It's no kind of big deal, and no kind of get steal. I don't feel like no heel. Said I'm born, yeah, I'm born, yeah, I'm born, well, I'm born to kill. Said I'm born, no, I'm born, yeah, I'm born, well, I'm born to kill. Born to kill. Born to kill.
Alright, some great bands came out of that scene, that whole pub rock scene over there in England, the Stiff Records scene. So we played a bit of the Stranglers there with Ugly, and I played a bit of the Damned with Born to Kill there. But we are going to head back. If we're doing a show on Lou Reed, we better head back to New York. And what better way to head back to New York than play a band from Los Angeles, singing about New York. This is Fear with New York's Alright, if you like saxophones.
New York's alright if you like Tampa and Calabasas. New York's alright if you like Oregon. faster than the speed of light, breaking the sound barrier. This message was known as the future language, and we are here to deliver this message to you now. Long live heavy metal!
Loved about the Velvet Underground was that they were, you know, arty and weird, and you don't get more arty and weird than Von Elmo. It was a future language. They're an old New York weird out band, but I'm gonna play a bit more something straight ahead and a bit less arty. You can't talk about New York and punk and proto punk without talking about the Ramones, so let's go.
Rock away, bitch.
right, the Ramones there with a bit of Rockaway Beach. That brings us up to about the end of the show. My name is Derek. This is This Show Rocks. This was This Show Rocked, a tribute to Lou Reed. So I hope, I know I didn't play much of anything that sounded like the Velvet Underground in any way, and very little Lou Reed as well. But that's what I think of when I think of Lou Reed and the Velvet Underground and what they mean to me. They're a big influence on a lot of music that I would love. So I hope I demonstrated that tonight. But if you want to get on to me and request any songs, get me to play your band, give us a shout. This Show Rocks. It's the Living Room Floor over there on Facebook or on Twitter, Derek Mousepiece, or This Show Rocks. But look us up. Until next week, one last tune from Lou. This is Velvet Underground with Sweet Jane. Until next week, this is a cracker. I will see ya.
Standing on the corner, suitcase in my hand. Jackson's corset, Jane is in her vest, and me, I'm in a rock and roll band. Huh. Riding a Studs Bearcat Jim. You know, those were different times. All the poets, they studied rules of verse, and those ladies, they rolled their eyes. Jack, he is a banker, and Jane, she is a clerk, and both of them save their monies, and when they come home from work, ooh, sitting down by the fire, ooh, the radio does play the classical music, their jam, the march of the Wooden Soldiers, all you protesters, you can hear Jack say, get rid of here. CJ! Come on, baby. CJ! CJ! Some people, they like to go out dancing, and other people, they have to work. Just watch me now. And there's even some evil mothers. Well, they're gonna tell you that everything is just dirt. You know that women never really feign, and that villains always blink their eyes. Ooh. And that, you know, children are the only ones who blush, and that life is just to die. Heaven.